You're listening to Tapestry Talk, a podcast series in which three of our culturally well-placed priests take a look at the exhibition commemorating the Holy Father's historic visit to the UK. Raphael Cartoons and Tapestries for the Sistine Chapel is currently running at London's Victoria and Albert Museum. Join Fathers Christopher Whitehead and Michael McAndrew in conversation with aficionado Father James Hamvey as they lift the lid on Raphael's Renaissance masterpieces.
This tapestry and cartoon is called Christ's Charge to Peter, and it really is perhaps one of the most significant tapestries because it's the moment at which we begin to see Peter's true significance. We see him here located before the risen Christ and in the midst of all the other apostles. And so we're beginning already to see visually Peter's preeminence. And he's in that interesting posture that we saw with the miraculous draught of fishes. He's before Christ on his knees. This time, though, he's clasping the keys. And of course, that looks back to that moment at Caesarea Philippi when Peter made his confession of faith that Jesus Christ was the Son of God. And in recognition of that, Christ said to him, "I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and on this rock I will build my church." So this is, again, a very solemn and dramatic moment. And what is amazing in it is the way in which that risen Christ points to the sheep and points to Peter. And Christ is the one who links them. And I think that's very significant for the ministry of Peter, that it's not an individual ministry. It's not, again, his own personal strength or his own personal charism or whatever. It's Christ is the link between the ministry of the church and the authority of the church and the people that they are called to serve and the sheep that they are called to lead and to feed. And the other feature which I love about this tapestry is, again, the way in which Raphael sets it with this very deeply personal moment for the disciples and the risen Christ, sets it within the whole perspective of the world. There's this magnificent sense of perspective of the rolling plains behind Christ and the disciples. And again, I think he's suggesting to us, here is the whole world. So it's not just this flock of sheep, it's actually the whole world that you're being sent to. Father Michael, have you any observations on that? I mean, things that would have struck you?
What strikes me, first of all, is that St. Peter is again kneeling, as he was in the first cartoon and tapestry that we saw, that he's kneeling before Christ, as he was before. He has the keys this time in his hands, the keys of Peter. And it seems to me that what he's kneeling before is the power of the Lord, that everyone in life kneels before something. You know, we all serve somebody or something. And he is there giving himself to the call of Christ, who is pointing towards the sheep. It seems to be there's a flow, a continuity between the disciples behind Peter, then Christ, and then the sheep flowing into each other with Peter kneeling before the Lord. That's what strikes me first of all.
Yes, and Father Christopher?
It's interesting, I think, that you don't need any dialogue.
That's right.
Because I think, as you were saying, Christ in the middle of, you know, central to that commissioning of Peter, giving him the keys. But the way his hands are pointing, the wounded hands, you can see, you know, very clearly the wounds in Christ's hands and in his side. It's obvious, I think, what Raphael has done is he's kind of mixed the two stories of Matthew and John.
That's right.
As you said, Caesarea Philippi and by the Sea of Tiberias after the resurrection. And the fact that Christ is there with gesturing with one finger towards Peter and then his other hand, his left hand, towards the sheep. It's obvious, you need no dialogue. And look at the expression on the disciples' faces. You know, there are those who are kind of gesturing out towards the Lord, as if wanting to touch him, as if wanting to be near to him. There's a young-looking disciple, could be St. John, you know, gesturing in an attitude of prayer. Again, maybe caught up in that amazement of the risen Christ in their midst. But others who are kind of either unbelieving or unsure or doubtful, but also wondering, what about them? And I think the mission that is given to Peter whilst he's clasping and really holding on to those keys, not in a real possessive way. I think the impression that you get is they're weighty.
Yes.
The size of them, they're huge. You know, I'd love to see the door that they're going to open. But, you know, they are truly weighty. And I wonder then whether the apostles are thinking, well, you know, our share is also in the mission of Peter. You know, that task of supporting Peter whilst he's the rock, he's going to need a bit of help. He's going to need a bit of support. And so you get that sense of collegiality, that togetherness, that band of apostles in you know, feeding sheep and looking after lambs.
I think that's very interesting because the way in which I think Raphael has arranged the other apostles gives me exactly the opposite impression. Mm. Because it looks as if, you see, I think the disciples are also balancing the sheep. And when you look at them, they don't look terribly organized.
Oh, I suppose, yes.
And their expressions are quite different. And Peter is singled out, with the exception, maybe the possible exception of the two disciples at the front.
Yes.
Of John, clearly, is one of them.
Yes.
But the others look still as if they're a little bit disorganized. A little bit of a rabble. And that's also the work, perhaps, that Peter has to do.
To keep them together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'd say that, you know, it says we don't need words to see what's happening, but we do remember the words that three times Jesus says to Peter, "Do you love me?" And that's echoing the three denials of Peter. And I think that's important to remember, that here's the faith, but not the rock solid faith that sometimes perhaps we can attribute to the saints, but a fragile faith that fails, but still we are called to follow as best we can.
And
I think that's the faith of Peter.
That fragility in the apostles, I think, you know, shows that the Lord can choose even in spite of our own brokenness and our own fragility and our own weaknesses too.
But the stunning figure of Christ in both the cartoon and in the tapestry is the one that really stands out and is the one that is still clearly for Raphael leading his church.
Tapestry Talk is a joint production by cliftondiocese.com and the Catholic Communications Network. Find out more about the Catholic Church in the West of England at the multi-award-winning cliftondiocese.com, and you can find out more about the work of the Church in England and Wales at catholicchurch.org.uk.